1,000 bottles of baby
really
oil.
Me
Yo, bro, I think I probably have like one and a. I think I have a half a bottle at my house. I don't even have a. Yo, this shit is crazy.
I'm crying.
This nigga got 1,000 bottles. For what, bro?
Turn the lights out. Hey, hey, yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip.
Nah.
All this damn ice, I'm frozen.
Ice.
I ain't never say no bitch.
Never.
No cape on, I'm awesome.
Racks.
I ain't had to buy this swag.
Swag.
MJ when I'm walking.
Whoa.
Niggas wanna do it like me.
Me.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Yes.
Ooh.
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 Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Ay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
What up, it's your boy Iraq City, and I'm here with my co-host
Chris Evans, what's up, y'all?
And we are the Money Trail Podcast. Yo, again.
Alright.
What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? We finally back. You know, it's been a minute, you know what I'm saying? We was gone for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, but we back on with a new season.
I missed y'all.
That's
I'm so happy to be back, you know. We got a lot of news, so let's just get right into it, because we got a lot to discuss.
But like I say, it's been a lot going on with Diddy since we've been going, right?
Yeah. You've been having a rough time.
Yeah, and I'm going to be real with you. From the beginning, when all this started happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he was going to get locked up.
Me neither.
I thought this was a situation where, you know what I'm saying, especially when he was talking about the, you know what I'm saying, what he did to Cassie.
Yeah.
He paid his way out of it, right? And as far as everything else, when other people started coming out, I thought it was the same thing. He was going to use his money, pay his way out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nah.
Not this time.
Nah. You saw the video on TMZ when they got him?
I didn't see that.
So you got to be in tune, son. Like,
where do they get this footage from? Like, why?
How
in the hell did they find that footage? So you saw when they arrested him?
Mm-hmm.
How did he go out? Did he
he didn't go out with no problem, no issues. You know what I'm saying? They got him, and he just walked with them like it was no issue.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah. But like I said, I didn't think that this was going to happen to him. And even after he got locked up, more shit came out that he did.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be real with you. Every celebrity is being quiet about this situation,
mm-hmm.
except for 50 Cent.
Except for 50 Cent. That's a good point. I was going to bring that up later. As far as like the whole thing that he said about like why
mm-hmm.
this whole thing happened to him. But I just feel like, just to touch on 50 Cent for a second, that shows you what happens when you are your own man, your own made man. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You don't have anybody to answer to. You're not in any bad deals. You don't have to, like, you know, tiptoe around the situation. You can just speak your mind.
Facts.
So I feel like a lot of people in the industry are not in that position of power to where they can actually speak on things. So people got to really, like, tap in. Like, that's really what you would want. You don't want to be in a situation where it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People got dirt on you and shit like that.
I'm going to be real. 50 don't give a fuck.
He doesn't care.
That nigga is a real Southside nigga. I'm
very Queens made. Very Queens made. Something in the water. He does not care.
He don't care. You know what I'm saying? He talk shit about everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? If he don't fuck with you, he gonna speak on it, and he gonna talk shit about you. You know what I'm saying? But yo, Diddy, like right now they got him in Brooklyn. They got him in the Brooklyn houses, I think. Right? They got
what
him out
here.
They call
it again? They call it Hell on Earth or something like that?
Yeah, they got him out here in New York. He's still out here. And I'm gonna be real with you. You know what I'm saying? He gonna end up with R. Kelly. I'm gonna be real with you. He done. Like, I don't see him getting out at all. Real shit, I don't see him getting out.
R. Kelly is insane.
This is a situation where I think he's done. Like, we never wanna see Diddy again.
That's crazy though. Like, to think of that is like crazy, because it's like, that's crazy to me. I'm not even ready to accept that yet, but here we are.
But
shit is real, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about, you know what I'm saying, all the bad things that he did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's, you know what I'm saying, remembering, you know what I'm saying? He's an icon. Yo, he brought us a lot of artists. He brought us a lot of hit records.
It's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people going to get mad at me for saying this. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. you got to be honest. before y'all heard all these things about him, what he was doing, everybody was listening to his music.
True.
Facts, right?
It's kind of hard not to listen to Diddy's music. He got his hand in so much, you know?
That's a fact.
You know what really surprised me?
What's up?
When Dawn Richards, the former Danity Kane girl, when she came out and said that he...
I don't believe that bitch, man. Yeah. Yo, bro, something don't sit right with me, man. Like,
it just, it's like, now it's, I don't know, like, something is like, now, like, of all the, because honestly, like, there's been so much drama about the groups that he's made. And it's like, I feel like she had more than enough time to, like, speak her mind. You know what I mean? So now all of a sudden.
So.
I'm not, I don't know, I don't believe it.
I don't believe her either, man. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm sorry, y'all.
I believe some, here's the thing. I believe that he made advances, but I just, the thing is the severity of everything. Like how, like, just how much did he do? You know what I'm saying? Like, if did he make a pass at you? Did he really take it there? Like,
all right.
He probably flirted with her and did, you know what I'm saying?
All right, we about to dig deep in this, right? I'm going to keep it all the way 100.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, people ain't going to like what I say. I'm going to keep it real with you. Diddy, when Diddy was having these little freak-offs, whatever he was doing, right? When he's having these big parties, people willingly went to these parties.
Talk about it.
When Diddy brought drugs out at these parties, people willingly took these drugs, right? I'm pretty sure Diddy ain't forced nobody to take drugs, or he didn't have to sneak them. Bro, come on, son. I feel like they willingly did this. They willingly took these drugs, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, especially being around somebody like Pete Diddy, right? Come on, son. Like, when you get a chance to be around, and I ain't talking about me, pause. But I'm talking about these other people that was around him.
Mm-hmm.
When they had a chance to be around somebody like Diddy, nigga, you don't think it was showtime for them?
What you mean?
Like,
they was just ready to do whatever.
Exactly.
But that's, sir. Yeah, that's what they're going to spend, though. Because Diddy's not regular. But I hear what you're saying.
So you going to sit here and tell me, after all these years, right? All these years, nobody came out and said that he raped them. Nobody came out and said he did nothing. He forced them to do drugs. Nobody came, all these years, nobody came out and said this, right?
You're bringing up some really, really good points.
So now, when he's fucked up, now when, you know what I'm saying, the feds is on him, now all of a sudden everybody coming out, sitting there saying he did this, he did that. Everybody putting out lawsuits on this nigga.
You know what's more interesting to me, though?
Right.
Now that everything is coming out the way it is, I feel like who was behind, and I'm going to tread lightly because I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. Sometimes, like when Cassie came forth with her suit and apparently they settled and everything, and we don't know how much they settled for, I don't think, but it was private, whatever, they settled. One, I feel like people was like, okay, cool, she cashed out. But I also think it was more so like, yo, who were her lawyers? Who was in her corner to make people feel like, yo, like, there's just a target on him now. Like, no matter what, if I link with these people or if I go after him, like, I'm going to be supported. Because I feel like that when you're asking why now all of a sudden people, like, want to go after him, I feel like, okay, cool, it's Cassie. But we've been hearing rumors about Kim Porter, about Cassie, about all of his women for the longest. But now Cassie, all of a sudden, now that she moved on, has enough backing to make this happen. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel like it's people behind her that used her as a face. I'm sorry, like, part of me feels that way because I'm like, all of a sudden now it's just so easy to take down Diddy all of a sudden.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know. I feel like at the end of the day, there's but so much you can pay people. He already settled with her. I think, like, when he went, he tried to put his house up for bail, and the judge said that, like, he's too dangerous or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, yeah, now they really gonna make an example out of him. But I just feel like there's more to it than the fact that Diddy is this, like, wild party guy. You know what I mean?
So there's also, you know what I'm saying, there's also allegations that while he's in there, they say he's not eating. They said
he's not eating.
Yeah, he's refusing to eat because I guess he's feeling like somebody's going to poison him. I saw something, you know what I'm saying, as far as suicide, like that he was under suicide watch.
I saw that too.
They said he was under suicide watch and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because of this. But damn, that shit crazy. And then
suicide watch is crazy.
And then on top of that, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Soon as Diddy get locked up, a book is released.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
And the book was released by a different author, but he co-author Kim Porter, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's saying that book isn't real. Mm-hmm. Like you can even look at, you know what I'm saying, if you was watching The Breakfast Club, they was even talking about it. And they said they spoke to the author and he said that he got this information, right, on a flash drive from one of Kim Porter's friends. And they asked him, what friend did you get this from?
Yeah, you got to verify that.
And he can't even verify and say what friend he got this shit from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what a coincidence. As soon as Diddy get locked up, a book is released. Get the fuck out of here, man. Shit is crazy, bro.
People just be waiting. But, yeah, and then, like, even, I don't know, the girl, I don't know the actual woman. I don't know if they've revealed who she is, but there's just been, like, another report that literally was released today about how some woman said that she was raped by him and he impregnated her. And I'm just like, damn. You know? It's like, how much of this is like, how much of, are we going to verify? Or is it just like people about to clean up? And even if they could clean up, mm-hmm. does he even have the funds after all of this to like, you know what I mean?
Right now he has the funds. Eventually not.
Eventually he won't, right?
Yeah. And you, hold on, y'all. And I know y'all been waiting for us to talk about this. The baby oil. What was it? 1,000 bottles of baby oil? Yo, my nigga. Like, yo, what? Yo, 1,000 bottles of baby
really
oil. Yo, bro, I think I probably have like one and a. I think I have a half a bottle at my house. I don't even have a. Yo, this shit is crazy.
I'm crying.
This nigga got 1,000 bottles. For what, bro?
You know what's crazy about that, though? That was getting me tight when I heard that. I'm like, you know that he has a lot of everything, right? That's what got me tight. Like, you know he has a lot of everything, right? Like, first of all, I feel like that was an exaggeration. They doing this to clearly fuck with him. Like, clearly.
No, but his lawyer spoke on it. His lawyer said he buys things by the bulks. That's why he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Honest to God, it sounds crazy in this context, but I really feel
that
like
sick,
Diddy
bro.
Has a lot of everything, though. That's why, in my mind, when I first heard it, I was like, I had to really put it together because I'm
okay.
Like,
okay, yo, hold on.
Yo, he's a
hold on
billionaire, damn near.
To have a lot of everything, okay, that's cool. To have a lot of clothes, that's cool. To have a lot of sneakers, that's cool.
He got a lot of everything.
To have a lot of jewelry, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But to have a lot of baby oil.
My crack is like, limit the baby oil. Like, yo, that's bro. Where I draw the line.
What the fuck? You, why would you buy that much baby oil, bro? The fuck is he rubbing down? The elephant? Like, yo, this shit is crazy, bro. Yo. Shit is wild, bro.
No, I'm crying.
Yo, my nigga, that shit is crazy. Now, that was, yo, Diddy.
I'm crying. I don't know, man.
Like, when I heard that, yo, that's some freak shit. I'm going to be real with you.
Like, that's, I don't know.
That nigga freaky, man. 1,000 bottles? Nah, son. That shit is crazy. And you got to see the memes, yo, that everybody's putting out. You know what I'm saying about Diddy? This shit is crazy.
Shit is crazy.
And,
I don't know. The baby oil shit, I didn't really, like, lean into that too much. I was kind of like, okay. But I see it. I get it, though. It's just so convenient that he would have that much.
But one person that I do feel bad about through all this is Meek Mills, man.
Yeah.
They still messing with Meek Mills about this shit, man. Meek Mills like, yo, son, like, I ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Like, mm-hmm. y'all still putting me in this shit. Like, he's not in no court documents, nothing. They took his name out. He ain't in nothing.
Facts.
So why is everybody putting this shit on him sitting there saying he was fucking Diddy? I feel like, you know what I'm saying, somebody's trying to sabotage this nigga's career as well.
Real shit. People been trying to do Meek Mill dirty for a long time.
Yeah, they doing my nigga dirty. So.
I don't understand. And it's starting to get, like, real corny. I really, truly don't understand why it's been, like, from when he was dating Nicki, everybody was upset about that. Then the whole Drake thing, then everybody was mad about that. He bounced back from that, which is fucking rare. Did his thing, and then it's like...
He got with Roc Nation.
Got with Roc Nation. When he fell out with Jay-Z, they was on him about that.
But after he fell out with Roc Nation, I think his career just went down, bro. It was over.
I don't feel that way, though.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
So you think... So after he left Roc Nation, you think he was still up? He was doing his thing after Roc Nation?
I feel like he's still up. I just feel like when he was with Roc Nation, it was no real difference from what he's on now. Like, I don't feel like he was really dropping that much music anyway. Like, even through the whole... After Going Bad for Real, he kind of was like, you know?
His last album, where he was lit, Expensive Pain.
Expensive Pain goes crazy.
But that was it. Like, after Expensive Pain, it was over for him.
Nah, what is it, Heathenism Pack? He dropped that.
Meek
Millie.
But what was it like?
Right back in that mode.
What was it like? Four songs on it?
It was four songs, but them shits.
Yeah, them shits was crazy. Hit. But I'm talking about as far as albums. Like, he came out with Expensive Pain.
Nah, but I think he's about to drop, though.
And then he did the album with him and Rick Ross. Mm-hmm. Right? And that shit didn't do good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if you listen to the album with him and Rick Ross, nigga, he killed Rick Ross from that album. What you think? Yeah, you sound like you look like you got...
I'm trying to think what album you talking about.
Him and Rick Ross have an album together.
Is old?
No, last year.
Oh, I didn't hear that shit. I didn't even know
like
that.
A year, I think it's like a year ago. Is it a year old? Yeah, it's probably a year old.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Rick Ross and Meek Mill's got an album together. Yeah.
I'm about to bump that all night.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like after Expensive Pain, I feel like he fell off, but, I mean... Everybody have their different opinions. Like, you feel like he was still on after that?
No, sorry.
Shit's crazy. She over here getting calls during the podcast.
You see it?
Shit's crazy. No, I don't see it, but I'm
just... Okay, because I'm like, it's a lot going on. But, yeah. Ciao.
Yo, tell your homie.
No, it's not my homie at all. It's not my homie at all.
Oh, okay.
We learning our own, you know.
Oh, okay, all right. You working. Yeah.
I'm at work. It's not nothing like that. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, y'all. Like I said, Diddy, that's it, man.
You
that's
know what
it.
I saw that was mad funny?
What?
Cameron. Yo, I hope we got to go up to It Is What It Is.
What Cameron say?
No, he was saying how somebody from on the podcast, he was saying like how somebody from the mayor's office had reached out to him about getting the keys to New York City. He was like, I don't want the keys to this. I don't want nothing to do with that shit at all. Because he was like, the last person that had the keys to the city, like, I don't even want to be associated with it. And I'm like, that's terrible. Like, Diddy is making New York look bad right now. Like, that's not good. For real, like, the shit really look crazy. What a zoo.
Nah. Diddy is making us look bad. He is making us look bad, but Diddy ain't even from New York no more. Diddy from Miami.
This is what a new... Do y'all see? Be very careful. Yo, Diddy this is from what Miami, happened. This son. Is how New York people do you. Once you do something crazy and they will really disown... You're not even from here no more.
No, it's not about disowning him. He from Miami. All
Why
these
he
years,
from Miami?
Because he got a spot. He got a mansion in Miami.
That man give New York vibe. He always give uptown Harlem vibes. He always...
Yeah, he was born here.
He always gives you that energy, though. He always rep New York.
He does, but where does he live, though?
He packed them up. Like, listen to what I'm saying. If shit not too right, if it's shaky, they gonna be like, you not from here.
That nigga from Miami, y'all. Diddy was born in New York. But he from Miami.
Okay.
And he has
it's official.
He
He's has officially a, from Miami.
He from Miami, y'all.
You gave him his
all his freaky parties was in Miami, y'all. It was never in New York.
You imagine if they was in New York? Nah, I heard some shit about like the Hamptons and all that type of vibe. But anyway.
I heard he did have a party in the Hamptons.
That seems about fact. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I feel like, again, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We about to see some more. Every time I say, like, okay.
What more could you possibly see? They already got this nigga. What more could we possibly see from this?
Like you said, we could see him really go away. And we could see, because this is what everybody's been saying, how Diddy's going to bring the industry down with him.
Let me ask you something. Did everybody forget about R. Kelly?
What you mean?
Did y'all all forget about R. Kelly? After R. Kelly got locked up.
Kind of, yeah.
He just don't exist to everybody, right?
Right.
Or what you think about it happened to Diddy?
I think Diddy's way, same thing, but Diddy's, I think Diddy's way more like plugged in than R. Kelly ever was. Yeah, I do.
You think Diddy is a bigger celebrity than R. Kelly? Both of them in their prime.
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how many people, you know how many people R. Kelly that wrote guy. Songs for? Yeah.
I know he's that guy, but I'm just saying, like, we talking about, if somebody, it's hard to get dirt thrown on you from different decades. We talking about, people really want to go back in the time. Like, Diddy will just keep getting hit and hit and hit. Like, he's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's but R. Kelly has too. For years. Like, R. Kelly been around since the 90s?
Mm-hmm. The 90s, bro?
Yes.
Okay.
He's been around since the 90s. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
As from a hip hop point of view, you got to remember he had the biggest artist in the world, the Notorious B.I.G.
You got Mace sitting up there laughing.
You got Mace. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? This day, that's why I'm like, you know how much dirt there is for that man? Like a lot.
Nah, I get what you're saying. Because when you attach somebody like Biggie's name to P. Diddy, then you're going to look like, yo, Notorious B.I.G., he was the best rapper, right? Everybody considered him the best rapper ever. So now, you know what I'm saying, Diddy's attached to that? Yeah, of course. You're going to be like, yeah, this nigga, Diddy is, he found, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, yeah, he's lit. So I get what you're saying. But we talking about, you got to go over from a R&B point of view as well, right? R. Kelly was...
I hear that. He was running shit.
You feel me? He's writing songs for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He did songs.
It's different when you writing songs though, and then just being the glue to the culture. Like Diddy is like really one of the pillars of hip hop. It's like if a chair got four legs, Diddy is one of the legs, bro.
He is.
So it's like you kick that out. I don't know what else to tell you. That's why I'm like, if it really goes left, and like how some people are speculating, like he's gonna bring people down with him, which.
Bad boy. You know? Yo, Bad Boy was New York, like dead ass.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I can't knock that.
It's just, I don't know. New York, we need to do better because the city is like, come on. What is we doing? The city is all over the place. This don't even feel like New York right now. Like, let's tighten it up, but, please.
Yo, I'm gonna put it to you like this, right?
Mm.
I feel like it's a bigger picture. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's looking at this as Diddy, right? Diddy, you know what I'm saying? He had these parties, you know what I'm saying? Drugs, sex, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff, right? But if you really look at all this, like look at really what's going on. Look at how a lot of our black actors or celebrities, however you want to put it, a lot of them that we grew up on are getting locked up right now. So nobody's seeing this. Nobody's seeing the bigger picture of what's going on. Like, yo, a lot of our black celebrities that we grew up on are getting locked up.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they're sitting there saying, oh, they doing this and doing that, and they're finding reasons to, you know what I'm saying, indict them on things that they did from the 90s, 80s. Like, come on, son. Look at the bigger picture, man. Like, dead ass. Real shit.
This is twofold, though, because it's like, people got to understand. Hold on, didn't they have him on something like a sex trafficking charge?
Exactly.
This is a crazy charge.
They got him on sex trafficking.
People have to understand, and this is like, I hear what you're saying. And I'm going to touch on that in a second. But a lot of people need to understand, people that's really getting into it right now, you young, you're black, you making money. God forbid you attractive. God forbid you just got an aura and a certain energy about you. Like, you got to understand, people, you have to know at some point, you got to start getting non-disclosure signed. Like, you have to really put shit in perspective, because you're committing crimes, or you could be committing crimes, and everybody's smiling and nodding mm-hmm. and acting like shit is okay. But it will come back to haunt you. Certain cases, there's no, what's the thing? Statutory, stat, what is it? Statute of limitations on it. Like,
yeah.
Some crimes, it doesn't matter when you committed them, bro. Like, right. Years ago, they can still try you for that. So it's like, you want to be out here doing whatever. Be careful of these consequences, because you don't want to be at an age where it's like, it's embarrassing. You can't even, what is he in his 50s now? Can't go out there and rebuild like how you did when you was in your teens and 20s. It's not the same. Like, but anyway, I hear what you're saying though. What I will say is, I hear what you're saying. There's just, it's like, unfortunately, it's either like they dying or being killed or like just going away. And that's unfortunate.
It's a fact.
But it's like, that would need to be an episode on its own, I feel like, because we would have to really start connecting some dots.
Right.
You know? And what do you do from, like, what's next?
From what?
From this. We're like, what's next?
I don't know. I feel like this is just something that's going to continue. Like, he's not the first and he's not the last that they're going to do this to. Like, yo, when a celebrity is no longer, when a black celebrity is no longer relevant, this is what they're going to start doing to him. I'm going to be real with you. It's either they're going to die somehow, mysteriously, or they're going to go to jail for a long fucking time to get rid of him, like they didn't exist, when they're no longer relevant. I'm going to be real with you.
I feel like Diddy was still relevant. I feel like that's the man that was always going to be relevant.
Nah, but you think about it. What music was Diddy putting out within these past few years? What artists has he had within these past few years? What new artists he had?
But that's the thing about the industry, Iraq. You don't know. I understand what you're saying from him pushing it out and stuff like that, but you don't know who he's next to on the daily, that he's getting the contracts and the deal signing. You don't know what the, you don't know. And I feel like at some point, when you get to them levels, you don't want everybody to know who's your artist or who you're affiliated with. You know what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying.
Because you have your hands in everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if he worked on these things. Like, he knows every artist. You know how the game is. By the time we hear about an artist, they've been circulating in the industry for like 1, 2, 5, 10 years.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so maybe the average person doesn't know, but we know how this shit goes. Like, so it's like, I know he's been working on a ton of things. Like, we'd be surprised. That's what I'm saying. We'd be surprised, like, the bangers that we hearing now, that he had his hand in that shit, producing shit.
Yeah, you right.
Clearing samples, all of this, you know?
That's a fact.
So, I don't know, but I will tell you this. If y'all rappers, entertainers, if you're not shaking in your boots right now, I don't know what to tell you. Because if they could take down Diddy, babe, you're like, your money is not Diddy money.
That's a fact.
No disrespect. But you don't have, like, this is, like, where's the reality check? Who gonna tell them? I'm gonna tell them. You don't have Diddy money. You definitely don't have Diddy pull. So what is it that you're doing? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody just need to tighten the fuck up, I just feel like, because it's really crazy. It's a really crazy time. But I just feel like at some point, you got to know, like, how to move.
That's a fact.
You got to know how to move. And I want the best for us, so.
Just like what you said. You said they don't have Diddy money. Like,
they don't have Diddy money.
Look at Young Thug.
You know?
He don't got Diddy money. And look at him.
Thugger got money,
but he don't got Diddy money.
Y'all need to understand, like, really understand, like, how long this thing, you know what I mean? Like, how long your money really needs to be to, like, beat cases and do shit like this. Like, that's another level you don't want to.
I think to this point, money don't even fucking matter.
What you mean it don't matter? Of course it does.
Nigga, Diddy still has money.
Right.
And look at him right now. There's no that's for somebody fact, to have yeah, as much right, money right. as him. Why are you still sitting in?
Exactly.
Why you locked up?
Exactly.
Why you not giving a bell?
Correct.
Yeah.
So if y'all don't have a fraction of that, what do you think they do to you?
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it there.
Facts. So like I say, y'all already know what it is. The Money Trail Podcast, man.
We out.
Insane money music.